This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Ag Associates Conference here in Houston, and I'm with Mike Molnar, who's with Town & Country Co-op in Ohio. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Mike, can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yeah, we're a local cooperative. We work in about 9 counties in northeastern Ohio. We have 3 locations that provide full service agronomy products and custom application to growers. And I've been using Stoller products now for about 4 years, and we've been able to do some real good things for our growers.
Now, in particular, what have been some of the biggest challenges to your growers in your area?
A lot of times it's we have poor root growth in our soils because the interior drainage isn't so good. That's just a native inherent thing we have to deal with. So we're always looking for ways to improve root growth to get better yields in our crops.
And how is the Stoller product or Stoller products that you've tested, how has that helped improve your root system?
We're still learning about that, but we did some trials this year that really helped out quite a bit. One in particular on grass hay, where we have pictures that show pretty dramatic results using Bioforge and Folazyme together. We've done some good things on soybeans with Golden Harvest Plus, which is a Stoller product. It has a complete analysis, 5-18-2, with micronutrients in it. And usually if you've got a plant that's stalled and kind of not growing as fast as you want it to, or purple corn, you can get that plant to kind of jumpstart a little bit and take off and start growing again for you.
Now, a lot of people here have told me that soybeans has been a challenge, increasing the yield of soybeans. Can you give us a little bit of a history as to what, why it seems like the industry has been stagnant in increasing the soybean yield?
I think part of it might be that Roundup Ready beans, and I know that's a trademark for a certain company, but I think there's some, it's gotten easier to grow soybeans in a lot of people's minds, so they don't pay that much attention to them during the growing season to manage them. And I think a lot of folks forget that there are some things we can do to soybeans if we pay attention to how they're growing. And as weather and conditions change through the growing season, maybe there's something we need to add to those to get that extra yield that we're looking for.
So, and circling back to the root system, mm-hmm. No matter what crop you're growing, it has to have a good root system.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it's also important, you know, can you talk a little bit about the synergies between root system and increased yield?
Yeah. What we've learned from working with the Stoller group is that it's not just about nutrients. It's also about the hormone balance of a plant. And cytokinin in particular is a hormone that's manufactured in the root tips. So if you have a root system that's not actively growing and not making new root tips, you're not going to have the hormone production or the nutrient uptake that you need to have maximum yield on your crop. So any time during the growing season that our root tissue stops to grow, we're losing yield.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do is find ways to manage that. And again, there are some Stoller products that we know can help us do that. But the key is we have to go out, look at the crop, and we learned our lesson this year that carry a shovel with you and dig up some of those roots and look at them.
So now, if you could tell a grower who's listening to your interview, you know, that lives in the area, one thing that they just have to know, what would that one thing be?
If you want to break that, if you hit a wall on your soybean yields and you want to get past it, take a look at some of the things that Stoller has to offer, and we may be able to help you get up above what you've been experiencing up there.
So, Mike, is there anything else you want to add?
Just that I think the Stoller group as a whole is made up of real good professional people from all over the world here in Houston today, and this is a gathering we have every year just so we can learn from each other, and that helps as much as anything, because something we may not have even thought about that's actually pretty basic, somebody else does it, comes and tells us about it, and we can take that information home and help our growers in our area do a better job.
Well, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you again next year, and thanks, Mike.
Very good. Thank you.